Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we've probably left him on the line a little bit too long, which that's my bad.
When you have baseball, I went on a rant. I'm sorry.
When you have baseball royalty on the line like Bob Nightingale, Radio.com insider, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two tropical flavors, you probably shouldn't go on a tangent like we just did. Mr. Nightingale, we apologize. Thank you very much for joining us live from Stroh Spring Training.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I was just over there yesterday.
Okay. How was yesterday in your career covering baseball, everything you've seen, as far as just the drama, the buildup, the anticipation, what was it like there? And then on the back end of that, what was your biggest takeaways from what happened yesterday?
Well, I wish the Astros had just opened the clubhouse and didn't have the press conference. The press conference made them look pretty bad. You know, just Jim Crane didn't come up well. Dusty Baker did. Of course, Dusty Baker wasn't even part of that in 17 or 18. And then when the clubhouse opened, I thought that was very good. Particularly guys like Carlos Correa was strong in his comments. Mm-hmm. So I think they would have been better off just doing that. Unfortunately, with the press conference, you know, that's televised everywhere. And a lot of players were kind of, outside the Astros lashing back. They didn't really get the full story. So that part's unfortunate for the Astros.
Kudos to you and your baseball brethren. We were very impressed by the questions, the follow-up questions. I thought everybody was trying to get to the bottom of the story here, or at least more information. So kudos to you. I thought there were two questions that I either missed or were not asked that I wanted asked, and I'm wondering if you have any enlightenment on that. Number one, I thought this could have really affected players a lot because it's been reported out there that it was players who removed monitors and hid them in an office. It was players who were banging on the trash can. It was players who took out a massage gun and hit the trash can with the massage gun. Did anybody ask who were those players, or has it been reported to your knowledge who were those players?
No, they, they even were trying to, take some of the blame off fellas Beltran as well as Cora. Just saying, hey, we're all part of it. Quit blaming Beltran. He's not even around to defend himself. I think the reports is player driven, but management knew about it. What was interesting yesterday is a couple players said they never saw the monitors being broken up by A.J. Hinch.
Yeah.
So I know that was an investigative report, but, it didn't happen. Anybody else witnessed that. So I think everybody was culpable. I know the report.
Yeah,
I
was
driven.
I
have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, of course, everybody does. I was just curious if the actual players who did that, because that would be enlightening. And the other question I have that I didn't hear, and correct me if I'm wrong again, did anybody say what message they would like to offer to A.J. Hinch?
No, not really. I mean, I think a couple of guys felt sorry that he lost his job. They would move that home, that he lost his job. But no one said, a message to him. So that part was very vague. It's like, just how much did he know? How much was he a spearhead of that part? So, right now, everybody's saying player driven, but no one really believes that. And the players, they're not going to say, hey, this guy did this part. This guy said, don't do it. No one's really sure if anybody said don't do it, but they're all part of it. I'm in Mets camp today. J.D. Davis said he was a rookie coming up. He says he kind of knew it was wrong, but it was his first clubhouse. what's he going to do? Start telling guys, hey, don't do this as a young kid. So Jake Marisnik's supposed to talk this afternoon and address the same situation.
Radio.com insider Bob Nightingale joining us now, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy Shots. All right, we're not going to bog you down too much with the cheating controversy. I know it's front and center, but I'd be remiss if I didn't get your take on Dusty Baker being the manager of the Houston Astros, because you were the first one to break that story And we appreciate you for jumping on right after you did that. But how do you think Dusty Baker is feeling about what he signed up for? And being someone who probably knows him better than most, do you think yesterday was surprising to him with the storm, or was that something that he was prepared for and was ready to endure?
Yeah, he was definitely ready for it, and he told the Astro people, "Hey, I'm going to speak from the heart. I don't want a prepared script or anything like that. Let me say how I feel." But he said those guys in the meeting on Wednesday night were very brokenhearted about it. You know, talked about how bad they felt all winter long. And they know, hey, this season's going to be a nightmare for them on the road. I mean, they're going to be taunted and booed, you know, just like when Barry Bonds was out there chasing Hank Aaron's record after the PED scandal. You know, Ryan Braun, particularly going to Chicago after the PED thing. So, you know, even Justin Berlander says, I'm a little worried about, you know, woke up there morning thinking about security. They are going to have more security on the road. It's going to be nuts for those guys.
Bob, I want to ask you something before we let you go. Bob Nightingale joining us, radio.com insider, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy Shots. And this was amusing to us. It lasted about a week. And I just want to know why exactly, because we ran with it immediately, because when someone like you reports that Dusty Baker is going to be the manager, I mean, we just took it as the gospel immediately. We were talking about it. But every other baseball writer in the world, it seemed like, was trying to act like, not so fast. I don't know what's going on. Is that just baseball writers being weird? What was going on with that? Were there like something? What was going on with that? I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words. It was so weird to me.
I think just everybody's being closed mouthed about it. Like nobody wanted to confirm it and say that it was Baker. And the Astros, I think, were caught in a little bit of an awkward spot because they hadn't told their candidates you're out. And for instance, they had not told Brad Ausmus you're out. I think they still wanted Brad to be part of that coaching staff, a bench coach. And obviously he didn't accept the position. So I think just it was coming out so fast, nobody wanted to confirm anything that this is our guy. I think as soon as they called Dusty and jumped on the plane and they interviewed him, it was definitely his job.
We had your back, man. We talked about it the next day. Like, this is weird how everybody, I mean, a respected baseball writer like that. Hey, last thing. Astros, remarkably, maybe not so remarkably, expected to win 98 games this year in Las Vegas. How do you think they're going to do on the field? You just talked about what's going to happen over the course of the entire season. What do you expect?
Well, they're so talented, but, you know, hey, you lose Gerrit Cole. You just lost, 20 wins. You lost, 210, 20 innings, whatever it was. So it's a big loss of Cole. And I think, hey, they're human. I think on the road is going to affect them. There's going to be a lot of pressure on those guys. I mean, one guy goes over 15, and all of a sudden, hey, it's because he's not cheating anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why he's slumping. So I think Oakland A's are going to be very, very tough to beat. Remember now, A's beat them up last year in the series. I was there in September when they beat up Byers. They lost 3 of the 4 games to the Oakland A's. So I think Oakland has got to be at least a co-favorite.
All right, Bob Nightingale, radio.com insider, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors. We appreciate you for joining us. Thank you very, very much for hopping on to In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.